This is Joanna Schrader reporting from the American Ethanol 200 presented by Enogen, and I am with David Witherspoon with Syngenta. David, how are you?
I'm doing fine today. How about yourself?
I'm good. I should say you've made some huge strides in the ethanol industry. You know, let's actually, before we get to this big announcement you made today, the dollar per acre, let's talk a little bit about Enogen and why the Enogen corn trait is so great for ethanol production.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we started working on this trait many years ago. But the trait itself is a lot of people say, well, it's an enzyme substitute. It's actually more than that. Because if it was an enzyme substitute, there wouldn't be enough value. So what we've been able to do with this enzyme is we've been able to change the viscosity of that mash going into the plant. And basically, we made something like a gel into a water. And when you change that, what happens is your pumps run more efficiently. You use less energy. We also, then you can put more silage, get more throughput and more alcohol. So, and there's several other things that it does because it works on a broad pH and temperature range, but it changes the chemicals you can use. So really, it's an efficiency play. And that's what makes this enzyme unique. Plus, the uniqueness is we deliver it in the corn kernel. Mm-hmm. And that makes it unique as well.
So in essence, what you're doing, not only are you creating efficiencies, but ethanol producers who are using the Enogen corn trait in their production facilities are seeing more ethanol per gallon, correct? Or more ethanol per bushel.
They're seeing more ethanol per bushel, and they can also run more bushels through for a throughput rate. So you kind of can play, you know, if the financials are really good and you want higher yield, you want more throughput, you can do that. The financials are not so good, you can cut back the corn you use, run longer fermentation to get higher yield. So it allows the ethanol plant to play the sides of what's best for them in terms of the economies of the market.
So speaking of the Enogen then, let's kind of move in. Today we're at the American Ethanol 200 presented by Enogen, the NASCAR's used E15.
That's correct.
And you made a great announcement this morning. It has to do with your dollar per acre program, which, if I'm correct, you actually launched last year during this race, correct?
That's correct. We were discussing, okay, what else can we do in the industry to help support ethanol that really helps support our farmers, our customers, because we have customers at ethanol plants and customers that are farmers, being ag chemical and seed company. And the one thing we were looking at is we really need more infrastructure out there to get more E15 in the market. That helps us all. And so we said, what could we do? And so one idea was, well, the farmers that support us on the acres, let's take a portion of that money based on the acres of engine we plant, and let's put that back into the ethanol industry. And more importantly, we want to put in that infrastructure to get more gasoline pumps where we can sell more E15 and therefore use more ethanol. And that's the heart of what we're trying to do and support.
So this year you donated $108,000.
That's right.
So you had 108,000 acres planted in 2013 then in the Enogen trade?
Yes, that's correct.
And then what about 2014?
We believe that will more than double for 2014, and then we hope to be here, plan to be here next year, and having another press conference like we did with all the fine folks from NASCAR and Growth Energy and Iowa Renewable Fuels, and presenting another check next year.
Now,
and after that, we'll have to say, where do we go from here?
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll step back after the third year, and we'll see how things are progressing from an infrastructure standpoint, and we'll decide what else we'll do. But we'll keep supporting the ethanol industry.
Well, I guess you should step back and say, you know, you're supporting back to the Enogen corn trade. I mean, that was a huge support of the ethanol industry from the get-go when you developed that. So, you know, give us some idea of sort of where you think this Enogen's going to be going in the future.
Oh, right. Well, we'll be getting into more plants, and plants will be getting that efficiency. And then we also work with Quad County Processors on a process called ACE. And ACE is where we can take the fiber from the kernel and produce cellulosic ethanol. And Quad County produced the first cellulosic ethanol this week in Iowa from a corn kernel. And we believe what we'll show over time is that Enogen helped drive that process more efficient. So we're going to market the ACE process to the rest of the industry. And right now with Quad County, we're in that proof of concept phase, so we can get data and more information to show with the ethanol plant to help sell that process. So we see that's the next step with Syngenta and Enogen working with Quad County to help a lot of these ethanol plants that have been mainly corn, or only corn, produce ethanol from corn fiber.
Well, and it's also my understanding, David, that farmers or ethanol plants that want to adopt the Energen corn trait, kind of almost there's almost a waiting list that they need to start talking to now, even though they haven't harvested, correct, to make sure that they've got that seed for next year?
That's correct. It was kind of interesting. Last year in the two Iowa plants that we've been in a couple of years, we got all the Energen corn those plants needed contracted in about a 14-day period in August.
Oh, wow.
So, the first year we get in the plant, we got to introduce everything, introduce the stewardship and the energy preservation. But after farmers use it for a year or two, the contracting goes very fast and very smooth. And unfortunately, there were a few farmers that did get left out last year. And we hope those guys will come back to us in those areas this year and get some acres this year.
Well, and I would be remiss to ask you in closing, you know, we're here at American Ethanol 200. We're using American ethanol, you know, in these NASCAR, in the Camping World Tech Series.
Right.
What should consumers be seeing? I mean, you know, are they sitting home saying, oh, that's a fuel for race cars? Or, you know, obviously it's not. What do you want consumers to know about not only why you're here at NASCAR, but also why it's so important for people to support American...
I think there's a couple things. I think, number one, when you give consumers a choice, we've seen E10 go across this country very fast. And when they get, I think when consumers get a choice and get these gas pumps out there, they'll go with E15 as well. Second thing, with NASCAR, and the Indy cars here are also running E85.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of care taken with these engines. And they'll run the same E15 and E85 you can get the gas station. But these engines, they've got 6 million miles on these NASCAR engines, and they're using it in all three areas of NASCAR. If these motors, with all the strain and stress they're putting on these motors, E15 is having no negative effect, miles per gallon or wear and tear on these motors. If these motors can handle it, your cars can handle it. And that's what we're really showing and proving here. Because believe me, these guys would not put their time, the effort in these motors for these cars if they thought E85 and E15 was going to give them a problem.
Right.
This is the largest sport in the world or in the U.S., and they take care of those cars.
Right. Well, thanks. And so we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Right, thanks.